even though you're committing this to us as a church family, the church family is also committing this to you. And so there's four main ingredients for membership. One, it says, I will protect the unity of my church family by acting in love toward other members, by refusing to gossip, and by supporting the leaders. Number two, I will share the responsibility of my church family by praying for its spiritual growth and health, by inviting the unchurched to attend, by warmly welcoming those who visit. Number three is I will serve the ministry of my church family by discovering my gifts and talents, by becoming equipped to serve with my leaders, and by developing a servant's heart. And the last one, I will support the testimony of my church family by attending faithfully, by living a godly life, and by giving regularly. And so, again, these ones who are becoming, this is what they've committed, but also we as a church family are saying to them, this is what we're committed to you. So, first is Shayla Arnold would like to come up, and if you would like to stay up here, why don't you come up? Uh-huh. Nicholas Toombs, if you would like to come up. Jason Jordan, if you would like to come up, please. And Tina Jordan. I know Tina's, we're going to have a new little one. Jonas is supposed to be arriving here next few days, so we have another little baby coming. So if again, if we could extend our hand out to them, and we want to pray a blessing over them and then give them the success blessing. Father, we thank you for these ones that you've joined to our church family, Lord, and we welcome, God, that they would know that they're connected to a family, God, not just an organization or a business or a nonprofit, God, but, Lord, to your church family, Lord. And we welcome that, Lord, as not only as they become a part of us, but as we become a part of them, Lord God. And we can all find out just your purpose in our life. We ask your blessing and protection, God, upon them. And, Lord, we pray for Tina, Lord, for just as Jonas is going to be coming, Lord, just your health and healthy delivery, blessing upon her life, Father. And we just welcome Jonas, God. We welcome him into your destiny in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give them the success blessing also. Success, success, success. Success to you and success to all who help you, for your God will help you. Amen. God bless you guys. Appreciate you. So the last part of our different ingredients for this morning is child dedication. And we actually have five children that are going to be dedicated today. You know, dedications are, you can find that all throughout Scripture. And the main reason we do this is the parents are expressing to us, declaring to God, declaring to the heavenlies, and just, you know, your declaration is powerful. It's good for you to find things in the Bible that God has said about you and declare them, whether you feel like it or not, because that's what's God's intention. And these ones are saying, you know, we want our children to serve God. We want our family to be founded on God, and we know that's so important. And in Matthew 19:13, Jesus said, the children were brought, and he said, let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. So I'm going to invite these families. Pastor Lois, do you want to share something first, and then I'm going to invite them to come up?
Are you going to bring them up one at a time? Okay.
Okay. So first of all, I'm going to ask Nick and Shayla to bring Olivia and Alexander up. And then as they're coming, any family members, if you would like to come up with them, and if you would like to stand here with them, once the different families come up, then we're going to welcome anybody in the church who would like to come up and surround it too. I know we can't get all of you up here, so, but if some of you were to come up, many of you can come up as you want. Next, Sarah Powell would like to bring Dylan and Aubrey up, please. Mm-hmm. And then Josh and Amanda Cooper, if you would like to bring Claire up, who just got here actually on Tuesday. She's a new little one. And Rafe is coming. So if you would like to share.
Okay. I was just going to point out something about these certificates to you guys. We got a certificate with each of our kids. We put Gracie's in a frame. And I put it in, you can come on up, all of you who are coming. We put Gracie's in a frame, and we had it in her nursery, or bedroom, or whatever. And I would see that dedication. And as some of you know who've had children for a little bit, sometimes it's helpful to remember that God is in this with you. It isn't that you have to somehow figure everything out, because some things you're not going to figure out, and you need him. You need him as parents, and he can help. And those certificates, it's not that Grace was this terrible child to have to raise. It's that mom or dad needed to be reminded that we were not by ourselves, and that we had given them to him. And one of the most challenging things as parents is that they really don't belong to you. You are a steward, but they don't actually belong to you. They belong to him. And so the certificate reminds you that you gave them back and you said, yes, Lord, I acknowledge they do not belong to me. They belong to you. And he's actually helping parent them. So when you feel insufficient, guess what? You just might be. Amen.
Amen. So we're going to pray over Olivia and Alexander.
We're going to pray over this group here.
Yes. We're going to pray over them first. So, Father, we thank you for Olivia. We thank you for Alexander, God. We just welcome, Lord, just your blessing. Lord, we just thank you for your great love for them. And Lord, we just welcome the anointing and grace as we lay hands upon them, God, that even many things they may never remember, God, but they would just, we welcome that they would remember your presence, God, the power of you. We just ask for you to release your angels around them, protecting them, God. And Lord, even now, lining up just the friendships, the relationships, the destiny you have for them. We thank you for them, God. And Lord, for we just believe for Nick and Shayla, for the wisdom of you. Lord, you said if any lack wisdom to ask, and it shall be given. And Lord, we just welcome that, God, the wisdom of you upon them as parents and raising these two who are unique, God. Lord, that they're unique and they have their gifts and callings and the way that you've given them, God, that they would know the way of the Lord for them, God. We thank you for it. We speak grace to them and blessing, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Then we go down here. Right, when we're all done with all of them, we're going to give all of them the success blessing also. So by the end of the day, you should really know that verse pretty good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Where's Aubrey? So this is Dylan and Aubrey. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just thank you for Dylan and Aubrey. We thank you, Lord, as we just lay hands on them and just believe for the impartation of your Spirit, God. Lord, that they would know the truth, Lord, and the truth shall set them free, Lord. And we welcome, God, that all their life they would experience the freedom of you because they walk in truth and not lies, Lord. Lord, we welcome anointing upon them, Lord. We welcome blessing upon them, Father. We just stir up a hunger for you, God. Lord, that they would always have a hunger for the things of you and the presence of you, God. We welcome that, Lord. And upon Sarah, God, just believe for the blessing upon her, Father, the anointing. We ask favor, God, favor of you upon her life, Lord, that there would be a testimony over and over again about the favor of you on her life, God. And we just release that in Jesus' name, God. We release that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just break every hindrance that where the enemy would try to set up upon her, upon this family, Lord. And Lord, we just speak doors, Lord. You said to speak and the door shall be open. So we just speak to the doors to open in Jesus' name for the blessings of you to fall upon them. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'm going to have you pray for Claire.
You keep moving, buddy. I like my spot here.
Okay. All right. And this is Claire. Thank you. Oh, my. Thank you, Father. Father, I thank you for Claire, God. I thank you for the blessing of her, the life. Lord, even at this young age, God, Lord, even John the Baptist in his mother's womb leap, Father God, because of the presence of you. And Lord, we just welcome that, Lord, that even at this age, God, there'll be a recognizing of you, Lord, a recognition of your presence, God, a sense in her spirit, God, of knowing you, God, that she was, as she's learning to eat and just to grow up, Lord, that she would know even the things of you, Lord, and the presence of you. And we just welcome, Lord, for your Holy Spirit, Lord, even at night, Lord, and even even as she dreams, Lord, that even at this young age, for the anointing and covering of peace, Lord, we just speak peace to her spirit, God, peace to her life, Lord. Lord, that just welcome there, just be a gentleness just about her, God. We just thank you for that, Lord. And Lord, I pray for Josh and Amanda, Lord, as they just are declaring this day of wanting to see clear, just raised up in the things of you, Lord. Lord, I welcome the strategies, the timings, God. Lord, I set them free, God, to be the parents you made them, God. Lord, not to try to be like everybody else, God, but Lord, that they would be the parents you made them, God, because they're raising up Claire and Rafe, God, in who you want them to be. We welcome that blessing upon them, God, the timings of you, Lord. We thank you, God, that they're in your hands, and all the timings of you are in your hands, God. And we just speak peace to their spirit, God. Peace as they just rest in the timings of you, Lord. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So if we could extend our hands out to all these ones, the parents and the children both, and we're going to give the success blessing. Can you put your hand out like that? Ready? Success, 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 success to you, and success to all who help you, for your God will help you. Amen. Woo. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
I turned it off. Where does it go?
I can keep it. I'll just keep it up here. Justin, if you want to go ahead and shoot the announcements up here, please.
Good morning and welcome here to Marian Christian Center. Our vision is demonstrating the realness of God every day, and our mission is come, grow, and go with us. Now, to help you better care for one another, we'll be passing these care sheet booklets during these announcements. You'll find them at the end of the row. Each person will have the opportunity to let us know you're here. In addition, put down any prayer requests, comments, or questions you may have. Now, this helps us better communicate with one another. So if this is your first time here or you've been here many years, we just ask that you fill out the information in the book and pass it down the row. Thanks. And today, after the service, we will have a Marian Community Festival. It's our second annual. Please come and join us after the service. We'll have food, drinks, prizes, games, and a lot more. Come, fellowship, have a great time. And our very own Deb Ferguson will be starting a new class. We want to learn to study and apply the living word of God. It'll be starting Tuesday, September 9th from 10 a.m. to 11:30. Like I said, Deb Ferguson will be leading this class. It's only going to go for about 6 weeks. Anyone is invited to attend. We are accepting registration for the Marriage Works class that will be offered on Sunday nights here in September. This is through the American Association of Christian Counselors and leads to a certificate in marriage counseling from the AACC. You may register online at eventbrite.com or send in a registration form. Now, certification registration deadline is August 31st. For those taking the class from Marian Christian Center, payment plans and scholarships are available. Hopefully you haven't forgot about your growth groups. They'll be starting up again in September, beginning of September. We'll be passing a sign-up sheet next week. Tentatively, we have 7 groups to choose from in these growth groups. It's a great place to get to know people, grow in our faith, and serve our community. It's amazing to see all these new faces here at MCC this morning. We hope that you all come to the Marian Community Festival here after this morning's service. Have a great day. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you, Josh. Well, you know, it's late. And so we said we were going to be out there. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask our musicians, if you come back up, please. And just want to encourage you. I guess we have one final event thing that goes on. And if you guys remember, there was a pie in the face contest out there. And so I guess Lisa is going to announce who that is.
We can have, where's
Tom? Tom Stimson?
Did he run away?
No, he's back. Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom. By the way, we're not doing children's church. We've already had children's church, so we're just going to do this, and then we're going to go out to the festival. So, Ron, can you run up here?
Ron, all four of you up here, please.
Josh, you'll have to sit at
any day. Yeah. For those who don't know what's going on, there was a contest to raise money for a Mexico mission, and people donated money, and whoever of this four got the most money put in gets a pie in their face. So Josh and I are ready to donate if necessary, even more.
Ready for this?
I just realized it's already new.
We already said we're not doing church.
We're not doing church. No.
Is this on?
Yeah, there it is.
Okay, so where's my helpers? Yes, please.
Yes, come on up here.
All right, so we took more this morning. More donations this morning. And Ron was in the lead. It's true. Yes.
I think we got more money than they do.
Cooper's holding the baby because he knows what's about to happen. So, the deal was to the four who volunteered, we had to give them, okay, I can't do this with this in. We had to give them the option to pay and defer to someone else. Just to be fair, and it is a fundraiser. So, right now, Josh Cooper is the winner.
Yeah. Get that wallet back.
So,
we should let Grace do it.
No. We'll let Josh take care of this part.
So, I graciously, as the winner, I will donate an extra $50 so Pastor Perry Payne can get a pie in his face.
Oh, wait a second. I think I can top that. Let's see. 30, 35, 40. Oh, I can top that.
Here's 20 more.
Okay.
Now you got 7.
Wait a second. I might have.
Who's your vote for?
Oh,
anyone else got cash?
Who are you giving
else?
That for?
Anyone else? Josh.
I knew I shouldn't have went out for lunch
Josh?
Yesterday. Do you take credit cards?
We do, actually.
You do?
Yeah.
Seriously?
We really do.
All right, I'll do 100.
Oh, 100. Who are you deferring
for,
to?
For Ron.
How much do you need?
Oh,
here's a 20.
All right, we're going to do Ron.
Waiting? Okay.
All right, we got 120 for Ron.
Oh. All right, well, we just got a new challenge. So all four of you better get your trash bags on, because somebody just upped the ante, am I allowed to say? Denny Ferguson will pay $500 if all four of you get it.
Yeah.
We gotta go to Mexico.
Can I have like $20
today? Nope. Thank you. I don't know where all my people are. I'm so sorry. I love you very much. And we're all fired.
All right, if we could go ahead and stand. All right. In all the celebration, we want to thank you for coming and have a good time out there. We do have our personal ministry team members, for those who are guests. These ones are here to pray with you. God has a great plan for your life. He loves you very much. You know, there's life in Jesus. If you've never experienced that life in Jesus, this day, it's not something you have to totally understand to experience. We don't. We're still learning. We will learn for eternity. But I encourage you, if you never made a commitment, ever asked Jesus to be your Lord or Savior, these ones can pray with you. If you have anything you want to pray with you about, they can pray with you about. Thank you for being with us today. We're going to have a great time out in our celebration time. The worship team is going to lead us in a closing song here and going to pray. But God bless you and enjoy the wonderful things that God has for us. Oh, we said.